But to answer your question, she was asking me that I said that we're going to have a lot of technology when Mashiach comes. The thing is that the technology that we have now is given for us for two reasons. The first reason is that we can start relating with godly concepts. Because before that, you would tell a person that a neshama can hear a few conversations at the same time, they'll be like, what? Before that, you would tell a person that, you know, that something's above you and you constantly knows where you are. People will not understand that. Now, every concept we have in the Torah, there's something in technology to prove it. So you want to see that there's something above us? There's satellites above us and GPS everywhere you go. You're tracked and monitored. And then you would try to tell a person that the neshama can be present in a few conversations. Now all you need to do is look at the internet. You can be present or any corner in the world by video, by audio, by anything you want. So technology is really coming to prepare us for the time of the Geula, so we can kind of relate with things. Almost in any of my lecture, I take a concept from the Torah and I compare it to some part in technology that we can somehow relate with godly concepts. But more than that, technology came to make our life much more better. So the problem in our generation that people take technology and abuse it. So like everything in this world is good and bad. If you look, when Adam HaRishon and Chava were in Gan Eden, there were two trees. The tree of life, Etz HaChaim, and tree of knowledge, Etz HaDa'at, Tov V'Ra. The tree of life, in essence, is all the neshamot. We are the tree of life. All the neshamot are the tree of life. But the tree of knowledge is the concept of the good and bad, Tov V'Ra, Etz HaDa'at, Tov V'Ra. And everything in this world that is mixed with a little bit of good and a little bit of bad. That's how our entire avodah in this world, is sifting between the good and the bad. This is kosher, this is not kosher. This is permitted, this is not permitted. This is pure, this is impure. This is our main avodah in this world. Many of the tzaddikim of the generation said we already finished that job of what's called avodat haberurim. But our entire work in this world is sifting between the good and bad, and this is the secret of Etz HaDa'at, Tov V'Ra. So even in technology, there's good and bad. We have to know how to derive it. You can take technology like a camera and the internet and take a small class, put it on the internet, and 10,000 people all around the world will see it. So you're taking technology and you're using it for a good cause. But you can take the exact same machine, a camera, and the internet, and do the complete opposite. So technology came to prepare us for the era of Mashiach, so we'll have some type of understanding, and we're not going to be completely shocked. Because when you think of it, for 5,600 years, everything was the same. Nothing changed. They would ride donkeys, they would dress the same way, wash their clothes the same way in the river, everything was the same for thousands of years. Suddenly in 120 years, everything's changed completely. So we're starting to, the Arizal said, that towards the end of the millennium, Ma'anot HaChokhmah, the wellsprings of knowledge in Shamayim will open, which will manifest into this world, that the Ma'anot HaChokhmah in this world will open. And you see that about 120 years ago started the Industrial Revolution, and then within 120 years, from riding on donkeys, we're flying on jets. So technology came to prepare us to the time of the Geula, that we're not going to freak out, so to say, when we see things, and we're not going to be able to relate with it. Take now, you know, when my grandmother, before she passed away, we told her about Skype, and I would Skype with her. She used to live in Australia, and we would Skype with her. I would show her my kids. In the beginning, she would like tap on the screen, and she couldn't relate to how she sees me on a screen. And she would put her head in the screen. She thought, I don't know what she thought even. So, you know, for us, it's like a normal thing. But for somebody from the early century, technology was like voodoo. Wow, he's in the screen. How did he get there? So, everything that Hashem gives to us is a lesson and some type of a preparation for the time of Mashiach. And almost anything in technology, you can somehow relate it to something in godliness that will teach us how to relate with something. Because in the olden days, you would learn a concept, we wouldn't know how to relate with it. Now we have all the things in the tip of our hand to relate with concepts in Elokut, in godliness. Look, for example, Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is literally showing us the concept of our God. God is everywhere. Every place in the world is filled with the energy of God. God is constantly projecting Elokut, godliness, energy. Now if I tap into it, then I have access to the data. I don't tap into it, then I'm nothing. It's the concept of like me carrying like a smartphone or a laptop. If I don't have data, I'm just a sophisticated camera, that's it. And there's something in the air that's constantly projecting data, and if I tap into it by selecting the right code, then I have access to the data. This is Hashem. Hashem is telling us, I'm here, I'm constantly here. I'm constantly projecting. Transmitting, better to say, not projecting. I just need to tap into it. I tap into it, I have the right code. This is the bracha. The Wi-Fi system, that's the mitzvah, but the bracha is the code. I miss one letter in the bracha, and it's like I'm missing one digit in the code. I don't have data, I'm stuck. So Bezat Hashem, one time we'll do a shiur about technology, how technology relates to Torah. But I started talking about that because she asked me, why do we have technology, why are we going to have more technology when Mashiach is going to come? So technology came to make our life much more better and easier, and mainly that we can use godly channels that were not revealed yet and to utilize it to Avodat Hashem. And you see now that you can take technology in many different ways and use it to Avodat Hashem. Many, many things. Avodat Hashem and Mashiach will come, we'll have much more, it's going to be much more advanced. We're not going to need to be restricted to technology. It's a great question, you know, Mashiach doesn't need technology. Mashiach could have come 150 years technically. He doesn't need it. It's we need it to start relating with things.